It's time for Cotton Incorporated's weekly cotton market commentary with Dr. O.A. Cleveland. This week's commentary after this for Cotton Incorporated.
Cotton Incorporated is evaluating a wide array of precision farming technologies and encourages growers to consider the applicability of these new tools to their operations. From advanced sensing and controls to aerial imaging prescriptions that optimize inputs, precision farming could help you become a more profitable and more sustainable cotton producer. The Cotton Board and Cotton Incorporated, dedicated to increasing the demand for and profitability of cotton.
The song lyrics continue to ring through my head. I might as well face it, I'm addicted to love. So I might as well. My love for the cotton market has, I supposedly, shielded me from the realization that as demand for cotton dwindles, prices are just going to simply remain in the pits, absolutely stuck in the mud. As commented by a USDA official earlier in the month, that month after month, without fail, cotton has and continues to lose market share to other fibers. The result, regardless of the million of bales of lower stocks, cotton prices are unable to respond. Now, the loss in market share has simply stripped demand from the market. It's rendered the smaller production that we're seeing around the globe meaningless with respect to the price equation. Some 8 months ago here, I suggested that the market was facing a 10 to or at least 6 and up to a 10 million bale drop in carryover during 2015-16, and that was enough to put a pretty good pep in my step and call for higher prices just simply because of that significant lowering of carryover. I did recall saying that even with 100 million bale carryover at that level, we weren't just going to run off anywhere, but I felt like that at 62 cents, cotton was a nickel to a dime far too low. Now, true, the market does, in fact, discount that old standard and requires a minimum of a 31.335 as its standard. But in the international marketplace, really what it's looking for is a machine harvested middling 1.5. Now, that cotton is selling. It's drawing a very handsome premium. Now, unfortunately, for Southeast and parts of the Southwest, those areas suffered some quality losses due to weather and left the U.S. with an abnormal amount of spotted, light-spotted, trash-contaminated cotton. And as the world looks at that cotton, it's basically, you're not going to get rid of it for a little more than just giving it away. Now, if you, for a gift, it will move, but there's no price advantage. There's not going to be any improvement in basis for that cotton. The world is full of that kind of cotton. So just whatever you get, whatever you get. Looking down the road, the weekly LDP is announced yesterday at 4.41 cents. I think it adds considerable incentive to a grower to move his cotton now that it's harvested, purchase 3 cent out of the money July call. At the same time, I would give serious consideration to selling a 2 cent out of the money put. Now, I've been selling the 3 cent out of the money put, but I would now, 62 cents, certainly I would sell that 62.5 cent March. I'd sell the 2 cent out of the money put. Yet the market's just left to continue trading 62 to 65 cents. This trading range, it was going to uncover some demand, but we have to remember that mills are very poorly covered for the first quarter of 2016, and they're totally uncovered the second quarter out. So any surge in demand is going to give a strong boost to prices, but that boost has been absent all year. And unfortunately, I thought I would see some evidence of a boost coming. But cotton trade, the one positive thing, if we can look at this as positive, the cotton trade has been very supportive of the market down at 62, 62.5 cents. And I think that just puts a concrete floor down there as a price floor at that 62.5, 62-cent level. With Christmas a week away and New Year 14 days as traditional, we won't join you again until after the annual Beltwide conferences. So I would say Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays, have a Happy New Year, and most important, give a gift of cotton this season.
You've been listening to the weekly Cotton Market Commentary with Dr. O.A. Cleveland, brought to you by Cotton Incorporated. Find out more online at allagnews.com.